You guys, I want to bring some joy to you on this Tuesday morning.
Today is Monday night. Oh, to the listeners.
To the listeners.
It was an April Fool's joke. He guys, seriously. Wanted to bring sorrow and suffering.
Yeah.
Tell him, Kev.
I brought suffering to myself so I could bring joy to you. So I started my new job today, for those of you that didn't know, which would be all of you.
I'm excited for you, dude.
Yeah, clean cut, doing carpentry. We did trim for a house today.
For the longest time, I thought carpentry was someone that put in carpets.
Isn't it funny that Jesus was a carpenter?
Yeah.
You know, by trade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Papa, you taught me.
It's hilarious.
That's so crazy. He just had a job. So how long did he have a job for then?
I mean, he started his ministry at 30.
So then he quit his job?
Yeah. So technically, we are way ahead of schedule.
Technically. So, I'm on Jesus time right now. Happy Easter, everyone.
That's
Happy
so wild. Easter. I never even paid attention to that, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I always knew he was a carpenter.
Have you watched The Chosen?
Can you imagine that, like, you're a client of his? And then, like, you see, like, this guy doing miracles across the, you know.
You're like, wow. I remember.
Wait a second. That guy.
I remember when he smoothed out my dirt floors.
Yeah. I remember when he added on a new bathroom.
He was just, like, woodwork, right?
Not just woodwork. I mean, carpentry is a lot of stuff.
But I thought he was a wood guy.
Yeah, he was.
Just wood.
Joseph was. And that's what he did. Worked with his father.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. So, in some ways, you could say, I'm chasing after
Christ-like.
The Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm following in his footsteps.
A man after God's own
You've
skills.
Never been yeah. More godly.
I like it the first day.
Yeah, it was great. It was pretty humid today, and we were going in and out of this house working on...
It's a humid day.
working on the trim. So, all the doors, it's the house, kind of a poop problem.
What?
Poop problem?
Yeah, toilet kind of exploded or something.
No way.
Your first day on the job, they sent you to the exploding toilet house?
It was all cleaned up. We were just on the cleanup, or not the cleanup. the finish
Remodel.
Work of it. Yeah. It was being refinished. The floors were all gone. Some of the drywall had to be replaced because, you know, water kind of flooded
it.
Gosh. And so Isaiah and I are trimming out the doors since they have the door jams in there. And so Isaiah's cutting. I'm nailing them in there with the nail gun.
Uh-huh.
And we're using about 2-inch nails, 18-gauge nailer. So they're pretty... tiny around, but they're pretty long. And so I'm nailing them in, putting in this top board, then doing the sides, going to the next, do a couple. On my third one, I put my hand like this, holding up the top trim, nailing into the jam.
No. You shoot Isaiah in the face?
No, I shot into the jam with the trim, and the nail went in and then shot out the bottom right into my thumb.
Ooh.
So it's not, it's just a little dot right now.
I think it was 18 gauge.
That's gnarly, dude.
But
imagine if it was,
that's like shot out. Like, I was like, it was so quick. I was like, whoo, pulled my thumb away, and the nail was sticking out about this much.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like Tom and Jerry or something, or Home Alone.
It was bleeding a lot. I mean, a lot. And so I, you know, sucked the blood out, spit it in the grass, did that a couple times. Was like, ooh, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Pulled out some painter's tape out of my
throwing.
Belt, out of one of my bags. It wasn't that bad. And then I wrapped it up with some tape. Call it good.
Got back to work.
Then we had lunch. I let it breathe, then retaped it.
Yeah.
And then put some hydrogen peroxide in it, cleaned it out.
You ever see the video of when Tom puts the barrel of the gun into, like, the top, the second story of mouse hole, and it like curls back around
into
outside
the bottom.
And back behind him and shoots himself. Oh man, boom. I love that video.
He found a mouse hole in the wall.
Yeah, and it shot straight in my thumb, but it wasn't too bad, you know. But stuff like that happens, so I was just careful about
what a pass
the rest of the shots.
And that was a foul.
Right now, women are playing basketball. Iowa.
For the first time ever.
I've never been so locked in on a women's basketball game in my life.
Me neither. I've never. This is the first women's basketball game I've ever watched.
This is a foul. Watch this. Oh, that's not a foul. Why isn't it replaying the thing that just happened? That's a foul.
Yeah.
That is a foul.
It's incredible. Oh, well.
Caitlin Clark's letting it fly.
That's true.
Right now.
She is sinking threes.
Yeah, it's LSU versus Iowa. If you watch sports at all, you probably heard of this one.
Iowa's so number one.
In the tournament.
LSU's number three.
Ooh, she fell. For not a lot of reason. Yeah, it's a good game, dude. Iowa's kind of, since we've been watching, had the lead. 6 minutes left in the fourth. My prediction is that Iowa is going to win.
Oh. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, second. After that shot.
My prediction is 92 to 92.
I don't think they're getting up to 92.
Oh, really?
Whoa, what are they doing
on
there?
She is just pushing her to the ground.
You don't think you're going to get that high?
No, I think, 92. I think Iowa's going to hit 92. Reasonable. And I think that LSU is going to fade out a little bit. 92 to 80.
I feel like they're not, like, they get super aggressive at, like, random times. They don't just, like, go hard the whole time. But then, like, all of a sudden there's off the ball, just people flying everywhere.
Yeah.
They shoulder check each other as they run by.
Yeah, they love to do that.
You guys notice anything about me today?
Let me think.
You were back on the bowl.
New boots?
Yes, and yes.
Zest for life? New zest for life?
I'm on the bowl.
What does that mean?
I had a Red Bull.
Oh, wow. What do you feel?
I feel amazing. Yeah.
Back on it.
It's only
this. I was gone.
Those little mini ones.
It's not like anything. It's like 89 milligrams. 80 milligrams of caffeine. That's as much
as
like
Dr.
Pepper.
That's like a shot of like espresso. That's not very much at all.
Yeah.
Not really
but
much.
Hannah,
what's that other thing next to you?
Bubbly.
Oh, just looks fun from my angle.
Strawberry sunset, strawberry kiwi, pineapple flavors. You
they
know.
Fit all of that flavor into that.
It's incredible.
Can.
It's incredible what people can do these days with.
Oh,
with cans.
Oh my goodness, that was deep.
That had to have been Caitlin Clark.
Oh, it was. It was Caitlin Clark. That's crazy, dude. What a shot. Oh. Turnover.
This could have been the biggest mistake in recording
it
history.
It probably is.
No, she called a timeout like 10 seconds ago.
You got to watch the game, but
what
not
in the world? Yeah,
it.
You know what? Sorry.
She's
yeah, seriously.
So mad.
Dude, I was on Instagram, like some threads
me
pulled
too.
Up.
You
I've
see
seen
his new
like,
case?
A bunch of
yeah,
like
I just
financial.
Noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
That looks the same as the last
slick.
One.
Pretty slick.
Exact same case.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
no
it's way.
Not. It's not even.
The other one
the other
was.
The other one had a tint to it. It wasn't just dirty, you guys. Seriously. I have like all these financial gurus on my feed or whatever, saying financial
gurus
stuff. Guru garbage. And this is what this guy, he's like a big money saver guy, kind of like Dave Ramsey type.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
oh,
like,
I know that guy.
He's like, signs you're doing good financially. Use Toyota, no credit card debt, Costco membership. What else? This is like a tweet. Signs you're doing good financially. Uh-huh. Use Toyota. It's like, that's like their whole thing is
yeah.
like,
this.
You can tell you're doing good by the good financial decisions.
By the amount
spending.
Of money you have in your account.
The thing.
Yeah, but it's like, that's not a sign. If I see someone with a used Toyota, it's like, yeah, maybe they're not in debt. But like, signs you're doing good financially.
Yeah, and the fact that I said
a Lamborghini
doing good
maybe,
instead
a private
of doing
jet.
Well. They're doing good.
Yeah, if you got a Lambo, you need to, like, even if it's a loan on that thing, you got to show, like, good credit for
yeah, a yacht maybe, a super yacht.
If you're driving,
you know, you're doing good financially.
You buy an entire
used Toyota.
Country.
Also, why, if you're driving a used Toyota, you could be broke and driving a used Toyota.
Yeah,
and facts. Still financing it or whatever. Like,
yeah.
That is
people are so obsessed with, you know, like, not getting into debt or whatever, which is good. And
they're also obsessed with just like, why don't I get into debt? It's fine.
Yeah, it's
people
fine.
Love debt. I think there's
it.
Probably more people that love debt than that are not in debt.
I don't know. I just, yeah, maybe. Especially here in Texas, a lot of people love debt.
Yeah.
I saw a,
like, the whole point.
Mm-hmm. Like if you so want to like be wicked.
Yeah.
I saw this one thing where this dude was like, if you want to get an auto loan, like being in debt's not bad because you could pay for it.
There's a car rally going out.
I guess.
Dang, on the loop
wicked.
Right now.
What did he say? So you could finance it and then
use the interest that they're charging you to pay for it.
Yes.
Yes. What was it? Was like you could finance the vehicle and then it
start
was
a company with the vehicle.
and then would have it as a tax write-off.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was.
And then use the vehicle for your company and make so much money. Yeah. That it pays for itself.
Guys, seriously, buy a G-Wagon. And then use it for your company. You'll make so much. You'll make so many bands.
Yeah, it's like once a vehicle is like, you can classify as like, once it's above a certain amount of pounds, it's like a write-off. That's why a bunch of business owners have like G-Wagons or whatever, because it's like heavier than this amount, you can write it off.
I thought you could just buy it. If you're buying,
I don't think
you
can write off any vehicle.
Well, if you're buying it for your business as your commuter car or whatever, you can write it off.
Buy a commuter car.
There's like a different tax code though that has special exemption for
like big ones that could like haul stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what I mean.
Carry around your materials.
I think you're going to do agriculture
with a G-Wagon. Yeah. I saw a video of a G-Wagon like rock crawling. It was actually.
I've seen a lifted G-Wagon before. Yeah. It was a long time ago. It was pretty cool.
Family just got a Yukon, right? Family bought a Yukon.
Oh yeah, my dad did.
Incredible.
Beautiful Yukon. Nice.
Beautiful.
Went into massive debt. Just kidding.
They never go into debt.
Never go into debt. Unfortunately. I kind of want to just go into debt and just kind of see what happens.
And then just try and get out. Yeah. See if I can. Is that where you wore to work, Gav?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. Very dirty.
How do they treat you being a Makita man when they're all Milwaukee boys?
Oh, it's so funny. Isaiah hates it. He's like, get that blue out of my van.
Yeah.
Because we worked together today, so I didn't need to take my van.
Where's Cameron?
He worked with Victor.
Oh.
Because Victor needed a helper today. So Cameron worked with him doing
You have a van?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You have your own?
Own van.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's Gavin's van.
It's Gat's van.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What, so you don't drive it though?
I didn't today. For now, I mean, I think either tomorrow or Wednesday, Tuesday or Wednesday this week, we will outfit it. I'll put all my stuff in there and kind of get it ready. But if I'm just going to a job with Isaiah and we got an open seat, we'll just take one van instead of driving two separate ones because it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. We got the lift kit on there.
Yeah.
Or slower. I would lower it, slam it to the ground.
Oh, yeah. It'd make it really hard to get onto job sites.
Squat it.
Yeah.
You have to park on the street and then carry all your materials up there.
Exactly. But this morning, so I woke up. I got to get up earlier for my new job. So I woke up at 6 a.m.
Man, I'd quit.
And you used to have to do that.
I woke up at 5:15.
Yeah.
Really?
I had to be at work at 6.
No way she makes that. Oh.
Also, there's no way you got up at 5:15, Parker.
If I had to be at work at 6, I
you're
got up
rolling
at,
out
like,
of your bed at 5:30.
You have to leave for work at 5:40. What time do you wake up?
I have to leave for work at 5:40?
Yes.
5:38.
5:36.
Really?
Nah, 5:32.
Depends on what the job is. If you got to really be prepared or if you can, you got everything and you just throw your clothes on.
Yeah.
If it's a professional job versus... If this you're working on a farm,
you brush your teeth while you pee.
Save
but don't time. Cross over to the other side of your body because then you just start.
Yeah.
Like, you can do this one side, but once you cross over,
it recoil. Causes a chain reaction.
Yeah.
Mass destruction.
You would not believe.
Yeah.
But this morning when I woke up, Hannah still had to go to work before me because she had to be at work by 5:30.
Man, you guys are just.
Just an absolute
birds.
Power couple.
Just worm people. You get early bird gets the worm.
You guys are some absolute worms.
We're just worm chasers.
I'm just locked in on this game. 3 minutes left. I don't think there's any way LSU comes back.
There's,
I really don't.
There's
I think,
no point in being locked
oh,
in.
Oh, that looks like a travel.
No.
Yeah, dude, she traveled.
That wasn't. She kept her foot.
Wow, cussing him out.
She like,
oh, my gosh.
She moonwalked on the court.
That seemed like a travel, but maybe it wasn't.
I think it was.
Hannah set out. She had some streamers. She put up 3 streamers.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And like, she wrote a card for me. It's like, had some nice stuff in there. We're just saying, like, so
they cannot
proud of you
grab
for
a
your
rebound.
New job. So excited for you. And then had a 4-pack of Red Bull.
No.
So that's what that's from.
Yeah, you deserve it.
And then a couple other things. Had a 12-volt outlet car charger.
With a fork next to it. So put your.
Yeah.
Put
try
it.
It. Test it out. See if
bad
it works.
Day at work?
And, yeah, just a couple other things.
If it
so
goes
fun.
Really poorly at work, you can always fall back
you can
on
always.
This.
And a pack of Newports.
Love my Newports.
Had to get me started on my filthy little habit.
Talk about it all day.
Parker's got a new work partner.
What are your thoughts? Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You love it? Oh, yeah, Devin. It's Devin. We love Devin. Everyone here knows Devin, maybe.
Big Devin,
he was
guys.
He was on once.
Devin. Big
on
Devin.
Once. Several.
What do you guys think of Ozempic?
Nah. What is that?
Probably shouldn't get it.
It's like a weight loss drug. No, yeah, it's not. It's a diabetes
drug that everyone uses for weight loss, and now people with diabetes can't use it.
It's like a dietary suppressant, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, appetite suppressant or whatever.
Hunger suppressant, not dietary suppressant. Makes it so that you can't
eat,
go on any diets.
So you can't diet.
Yeah, it's like an appetite suppressor.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think my score is going to be pretty dialed.
Maybe. Yeah, he's got 2 minutes, 30 seconds left.
91-80?
92.
I said 92 to 80.
Apparently,
what a shot.
I need to get a silicone ring.
Really?
Yeah,
you can get your finger torn off with that.
Yeah, people get their fingers ripped off on job sites.
Aww. Yeah, people do not like metal rings. You show that to people on the job site, they're gonna cut your fingers off.
Yeah, they're like, just because you have that ring on, we're gonna teach you a lesson right now.
They're greedy. They're gonna steal it right off your finger.
And I thought, oh, maybe I'll just put it on my chain.
No way.
But I don't think I should wear a chain because that could just easily get.
Yeah, then your head gets cut off.
Yeah, but my neck is so much stronger than that chain. We can try it, Parker. Let's take your chain around your neck and see if you can
hang from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, seriously. Oh, I wonder if it's going to show the goth lady.
I don't know.
Moments of silence. They kill.
Really?
They're so killer.
People are really tuned out right now.
Yep.
People are we're so dialed in.
I know. Maybe we should cut them off. Game's over. It's a timeout also.
It is a timeout.
What else has happened this week?
We went fishing the last...
Oh, yeah. It was Easter.
Yesterday and the day before, and I caught zero things the entire time.
Really?
Yeah, I was out there for hours.
You're a bad fisherman.
I don't know why. That's what I told now.
Haley caught a bunch. Christian caught a bunch.
I know. Caught more fish than I've ever seen.
Than fish you've ever seen? Dang. You must have never caught a fish.
Haley caught lots of fish. I caught not very many.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had fun. I've been into fishing a ton lately. I love fishing. Bought a new pole, a bunch of new, you know, lures and whatnot. Been, you know, learning new techniques, how to use different lures and stuff.
He bought a bass mystery box.
Mystery box.
Off Instagram?
No, off of Academy Sports.
Oh. They just have them at the store?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It was good. It was like $30.
They should do that with Carhartt pants, a mystery Carhartt pants box.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. And then you open it up and you see that it's a size 45 waist and you can't wear them.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
And you can't return them.
Oh, dang it. Sell them.
Carhartt really does have some massive clothes, which I get it. There's some big guys out there.
And there's,
no offense to you big guys. Big I'm a small guy.
And big girls.
And big girls. But a size... I'm not even going to say because maybe that's offensive.
You know what? People. I'm not going to say it.
But a size.
But they. Why does Carhartt only have like size 40 waist, which I'm not a size. It's like size 40 waist, 32 long. That's in stock.
That's it?
That's like they the always have.
Well, because
it's like size popular. 38, which is. Those aren't even that insane of a.
Because like everybody is whatever, 34, 34. Like
yeah.
You. And they're all
34, 34?
This is going to be. These are small.
What are you? What do you wear?
Or these aren't, like, uncomfortably small.
What are you wearing?
I'm going to get some 32, 34s.
Yeah.
For these pants.
That's a wicked combo.
My other ones are 34, 34.
I like 34, 32. 33. A little bit wider and a little bit shorter.
33, 34 is perfect.
Dude, if you give me a 33 length, I will eat that up. I don't really care. Yeah.
I don't think they have 33 lengths, do they?
I know.
They you could oh, maybe I've seen order them custom.
Yeah, or just get them whatever, you know, tailored or whatever.
Oh, I've never thought about that. I've never had jeans that I would get tailored or pants I'd get tailored because my legs are...
I used to get like...
Or my jeans wouldn't last that long.
Of like American Eagle online.
They just subbed out Angel Reese.
I'd get like a 28-34.
Oh, Angel Reese fouled out.
Wow, the Slenderman over here. Slenderman's got 28-34 jeans. For ladies that don't know, because men's and women's waist size, why would they do sizing so differently?
Oh, yeah.
For pants?
I like asked Mariah, what size are you? Like a?
It's like small? Zeros, triple zeros, yeah, one, dude. Two, yeah. Three, four.
I've seen that before. I don't
do
really
do your actual
it.
Waist size like men's jeans.
Go inches around your body.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be so much simpler?
It would.
No. Let's make it zero is 32 waist.
Also, why like women's shoe sizes? And yeah, men's why is shoe that sizes? Like, this shoe is unisex. It's an 8 for men, and it's a 6.5 for women.
It's funny because they always put here's a conversion chart, I think, so you can see what a zero is to your waist size. Is your waist size a 30? That's a women's zero.
I don't think that's a women's zero.
I don't know what a women's zero is.
I think
is.
Women's goes down to like 22.
Yeah, but
women
still,
are smaller than us, Gavin.
I know. I'm just saying, though. Why would they not just do the waist size and they'd be like, here's a conversion chart and you got to compare. And you got to compare.
Man, that would be weird.
Angel Reese fouled out. That's crazy.
That's actually hilarious.
She's watching the team lose from the sideline.
Anyone, oh, travel.
I automatically dislike anyone who has the one leg sleeve and the one.
Really?
Exposed leg. Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, like one super tucked. What? It's like she's wearing no pant leg, and then she's got an extra, really extra long pant leg.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. I'd feel lopsided if
it
I had that.
It just doesn't really make sense, but maybe it's, I don't know if it's a style. It's got to be.
Does her
style.
Left leg get that cold?
Yeah. Must be.
If she needs another layer.
Maybe
on
bad circulation. So
I feel
it
like
gets
that
cold.
Would make it worse.
Yeah, your leg
bad
would
circulation.
Be,
I'm going to squeeze my leg, make it circulate.
She's not squeezing it, she's covering it.
No, she's squeezing it.
Oh, dang, I didn't know. Oh, Christian, you are going to be right on, dog.
No, I don't think LSU
is
going to
get 80.
Dang it.
All right.
No, hey, it's not over. My prediction could be...
It's not over till it's over. We had some positive responses to last week's episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
One of them was like... Dang, now even my boys are throwing their relationships in my face.
Okay.
But then a few others were like, oh, this is awesome. Cameron commented, and he's like, I hope this ages well.
That's hilarious.
I really hope this ages well.
Yeah, that's bold. That's funny.
That's actually very bold. It's very bold
that
you guys brought your girlfriends on.
Yeah.
We haven't even secured them yet.
Yeah, you haven't secured the bag and you brought them on.
Be cooked. Wait, when we delete the episode, do you think?
Yeah, when you delete the episode, that's when they know that it's over.
Where did episode 138 go?
We don't speak of that episode.
We don't speak of that one anymore.
That would be awkward.
That'd be a bummer, that's for sure.
That's for dang sure. Bummer. I think I'm going to be...
You have to delete the episode.
I think you're
going to have to delete it. I think I'm going to be on with my prediction. I'm going to be really close.
Christian just likes to keep saying he's going to be right on, even though only 2 seconds have passed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And more points have been scored.
Those are cat boots.
Yeah, caterpillar. That's what cat stands for.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
These caterpillars super strong when they crawl.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're actually super strong. They're pretty
I could tear a caterpillar in half so easily. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of caterpillars recently.
Rip them in half.
Let's stop with the caterpillar. Yes. Nobody cares. Seriously. Nobody cares about caterpillars.
What was your like thing that'd be like, oh, I got so much joy for you guys on this day?
What?
At the very beginning of the episode.
Yeah, I was talking about I shot my thumb with my nail gun.
It's pretty funny.
So I thought it would be like a funny Porky story.
We gotta start having stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I usually do, but I didn't write anything down this week.
I always think about that review that was like, I stopped listening. My sister said it's not as funny anymore. If you guys maybe put some more effort into it, I'll start listening again.
You
like,
did.
What? Who are you to comment that? Also, you're right.
Yeah. Also, you did. We were looking at the analytics, in the last year,
sharp decline.
Really declined. We really need to pull ourselves back together.
Yeah, we're cooked.
We're so done. I thought of, like, there were things throughout the day today where I thought, oh, that'll be good. That's so good for tonight.
And you got to write that down.
And I didn't write it down.
See, this is...
I even have a shortcut on my homepage that takes me directly to my episode notes.
Wow.
Really?
You
like
guys,
little,
let,
like,
let
little
this
widget things.
Moment mark how lazy Parker is.
Yeah.
You know what? That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Parker.
And it's been marked.
Is lazy Mark.
Yeah, should we lock in, do you think?
Yeah, probably.
We posted that one Instagram clip a while ago.
That's true. That.
Yeah, we posted an Instagram
clip. I think we're good for the rest of the day. Caitlin Clark with 37 points.
That's incredible.
And that's why we're
and 12 screwed. Assists and 7
Why
rebounds.
Do they look like that in their pictures?
Like what?
Not like how they look when they play. Caitlin Clark looks regular, how she plays.
I think they look normal.
I don't know. Oh, maybe it was the lighting in the studio.
Mm. Yeah, and makeup because and everything.
Angel Reese looked very light. We need a distress signal. Lick your lips. We're in distress right now.
I didn't write stuff down. We're so busy. So busy with boring stuff. Nothing that anybody cares about. So I'm going to talk about how nobody cares about
it. Christian, you're going to a Mavs game on Friday?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Going to a Mavericks game. It will be fun. I'm not still kind of deciding when to leave. I think I'm going to leave here at 4:30. Get there at 6. 4:30. Get there at 6:30. An hour early.
You leave here at 4:30. You are not getting there at 6:30.
That's exactly when I'm getting there.
Traffic.
Everybody, no, I've heard that it's not.
To Dallas at that time.
I've heard that it's not that bad.
Have you? I guess like people you work with have probably been to games. Like Sean has probably been to games.
He said that it'll be bad turning on. I forgot which roads he said it would be bad on.
On the turnpike.
The turnpike.
George,
I think that's what he
George
said.
Bush.
Yeah,
there is one spot where you have to typically go from like I-20 and jump three lanes to an exit within half a mile.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And everybody is
it's like people are also merging on right there. It's crazy.
It becomes five lanes wide, and you got to jump all five lanes to hit your exit.
Like, I hate taking that way. That's why I'll try to go, like, from Terrell, I'll get onto Highway 80 when I'm going that direction. I don't want to get onto.
Yeah. That's crazy.
It's terrible. It's disgusting.
All right, we got the 92. We need one more point from LSU.
Don't foul.
No, foul him.
Foul. Oh.
Is that an and one triple?
3-point, 4-point play. And there goes my prediction. Nice.
Well, they might still be in this then.
I don't think they're still in this, to be honest.
Yeah, that was a useless foul.
No reason for that, to be honest.
Well, the Texas A&M.
That's on me.
Yeah, the Texas A&M game against Houston.
Yeah, but they came back. 10 points in 30 seconds.
How about NC State? I heard there's NFL GMs that were looking at that one big guy.
Really?
NC State. Like, yeah, to play football.
What? LSU's got the ball back.
Oh, no.
I don't believe that.
Which I don't know why, like, you were so good at this basketball thing, they think you're going to be good at
football.
But there's a lot of, like, a lot of tight ends play basketball. That's, like, a big thing.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
They're within 26 seconds left. They have a chance.
Ain't no way.
When you're the winning team, you're like, I'm so nervous they're gonna come back. When you're the losing team, you're like, there's no way
there's
we can
no
do
way.
It.
We suck.
So funny. How on either side of
the coin.
Yeah. You're anxious. Oh. Well, we almost hit our 30-minute mark. Two more minutes and then we can be done.
Stop it, Kevin. Not funny.
Gavin, seriously.
You guys, I got to work on my message.
Yeah.
For youth group. Christian's got to go pick up Haley because she still doesn't have her license. Yeah. Shout out, Haley. She's going to listen to this and she's going to be really annoyed. Sorry. Not sorry.
Not sorry. Oh, man.
Man. Oh, they just steal the ball.
Feeling kind of terrible, too. I meant to take allergy pills.
Yeah, you look terrible.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah, you don't look very good.
You look like
my
Christmas.
Eyes feel swollen and my
green
nose
shorts,
is like
red hat. What are you trying to tell us, Parker?
We got Santa Claus over here.
Ho ho ho.
Ah, man, it's just hate to put this out there.
Yeah.
But I love to do it. Gonna do it.
You guys, let us just say right now, we apologize. This one's just to hold a mark.
This is a placeholder.
It's a placeholder.
It's a placeholder, guys.
I mean, it's gonna stay there forever. Yeah. It's gonna stay there forever, but it's a placeholder.
I think there was one moment where people might have laughed at it.
Yeah, when I shot my thumb with a nail.
No, that wasn't that funny. It was just more tragic.
What are they still fouling for? I mean, they're just making it worse on themselves.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, dude. Let's talk about something crazy.
Um, Trans Day of Visibility.
Yeah, dude. Did you see that?
Yep, it was yesterday.
That's wild.
Everybody, look at them. We're about to have an eclipse, though. That's supposed to be, yeah, like, so exciting.
Did you know that Drew and Kayla are driving out here?
I did not know that until today.
They're renting an
driving?
RV. Today, they decided they're renting an RV, leaving Friday to get here Sunday.
Apparently, it's supposed to rain. It's supposed to rain.
That's crazy. To drive here in an RV in 2 days.
It's not going to be, like, completely covered in Longview. Like, in Gilmer, it'll be 100%, whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not that far, then.
Not that far.
We're going to go, for sure. To do it, watch that. We got to.
Yeah.
Apparently, you'd be able to see solar flares.
We might not
flares.
Be working on Monday.
Huh? Because of it?
You might not be?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's what Hope said. She's like, did you hear about, like, the power grid? And I was like, what? She's like, so much of Texas is solar, and because of the eclipse, we're going to lose. Like, I don't.
I'm running everything like, on batteries right now.
I doubt that.
Also, why does that affect you guys?
I don't know. Because of the grid, Gavin.
Guys, seriously, it's the grid.
Because you guys can't install shutters without...
These guys know about the grid.
Gavin, the grid is going down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'll be at my job. I mean, I'll probably the rest of the day be working, but like...
What do we do on cloudy days?
A lot of the schools... Exactly, dude. A lot of the schools around here are canceling school.
Yeah.
The
Emma and Bella told me they already
have
the
school teachers, or they asked, like, the parents, are you planning to, like, pull your kids for the eclipse?
That's why they have a four-day weekend.
No way.
Why?
What?
Yeah, they have a four-day weekend or something. Yeah. Maybe it's a three-day.
Okay, can you help me understand this?
Sure.
Mariah was explaining this last night. They didn't have to work today.
Okay.
Because of Easter.
Yeah. Because
it's a Christian holiday, so they don't get it off. But it's always on a Sunday. And she was like, but, like, we lobbied with, like, the schools to, like, get Easter as a holiday. I was like, you get it as a holiday every year.
Yeah.
As a Sunday. And she's like, yeah, but we just have it off. And she's like, but yeah, my boss said, like, they lobbied to get a day off for Easter.
I think they do that for other national holidays. If it's on a Sunday or Saturday, they'll give you the day
or like
before
Veterans
off of
Day
school.
Or like...
Is Veterans Day always a Monday?
Yeah, like that's insane. Like,
no.
But they always give you the Monday off.
Or like President's Day, they'll give you like a... I don't know.
What's the deal with President's Day?
But why I don't know why you would need...
A day off.
Another, like, Monday off. I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I was just trying to understand, and she was like, I don't really know either, but they're like, also, who are they, like, lobbying with their private school? They can set their own, like, days.
Yeah,
maybe they were talking to, like, the government about, like, how many days the kids have to be in school. I think that's, like, a thing. They have to reach, like, a quota of, like, this many hours in school.
Interesting. So it's like a job.
So I was confused. Let me tell you.
I would have been confused too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Final. 94-87.
LSU
put in some work at the end.
Mm-hmm. They really did.
And they lost. I mean, a number one seed kind of deserves. They played better in the regular season.
Oh my gosh. What if we don't put out an episode this week?
No, we can't do that.
Think about it.
We've been doing this for so long.
Think about it.
I'm thinking about it, and it would just hurt my heart. Because then I would be like, let's just not put out an episode.
Christian,
next
we have put out worse episodes than this.
I don't think of this. No, I don't think there's any way that we have.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Oh yeah, 100%.
I feel like it'll get easier now that Gavin and I aren't together every day, all day.
Yeah, last week was our last week of working together.
Yeah, and like next week is going to be full of so many fun stories of
crazy things.
Gavin shooting himself with nails.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot myself in
the Mavericks
foot.
Game and almost getting in a car crash. Almost. You survived, though. It was
I
close.
Survived.
You almost got in a car crash?
No.
We'll see.
For next week, Gavin.
Don't say that, Park.
Oh, I almost did going out to Shivers one of the nights.
Yeah.
When Mariah was
nights.
Here.
How many times have you been going to Shivers?
Like, but this is a long time ago. After we recorded last, but like since between last recording and now.
I'm lost.
Me, Mariah, Christian Haley, we're going out to Shivers. I'm merging onto 259. There's a little yield sign.
Yeah.
Texas loves yield signs as you're merging. They don't like give you a lane to merge on. It's just like, okay, go from like maybe 15 miles an hour to 55 right away. So I'm like checking my shoulder. There was a car a good ways in front of me. Like, oh yeah, they're good to go. I'm good to go. I have plenty of room to keep driving. Oh, what do you know? They have stopped completely. at the yield road? Sign. At the yield sign.
Oh.
And I like the person slam on my brakes. Swerved the car. Like I had to go off to the side, otherwise I was gonna rear end them. But yeah, it was crazy. Dang. I got so mad at the driver.
Yeah, it was wide open.
And I
no
like
reason to stop.
I was kinda like thinking back at it, like Mariah did a good job of not like freaking out. You hear like classic like woman.
She was just like,
oh my gosh, look at it.
But she
was
breathe.
Just like, because like, I was looking over and she's like, they're breaking. I was like, oh.
Good thing she said something.
Yeah. I honestly wish she had freaked out more. It would have been helpful. Yeah.
Good job, Mariah.
It was good. Oh man. I was so upset. We were listening to like Fiend or something super loud. This sucked.
To just died
listening to that.
Terrible. Have you seen comments and stuff on car crashes where it'll be like a dash cam,
mm-hmm.
and then in the comments people are like, man, I'm always worried that if I get in a car crash, I'm just gonna be playing this wicked song.
Yeah.
And it's gonna
we're like,
yeah, I'm gonna be listening
to it
so loud. And some guy commented, he's like, actually when you get in a car crash the music doesn't turn off, it actually gets louder.
Really?
Because some people were like, and he was being kind of sarcastic, but
just kind
of. Because they're like, I wonder if I get in a car crash, if my music would just turn off, or if I'm going to be laying there and it's just going to be like blasting.
It depends on if you destroy the electronics of the car.
Electronics system.
He's like, actually, I have experience with that. I got in a wreck and the music was in fact louder.
That's why I always listen to DaBaby while I drive, because I do not want to crash listening to DaBaby, and people know I listen to DaBaby.
Mm.
Or Juice WRLD. It works with both.
Yeah.
Except he's kind of cool.
He's dead.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. You got obligations. You got obligations.
You guys, we all got obligations.
I got obligations.
And you know what? We're gonna do better next week.
We obliged you guys.
You know
though.
What? Our obligation to you is that we are gonna do better.
Yeah.
I think we need to build a studio.
Yeah, you know, we need to lock in.
We need a creative space.
I did buy the steel target today.
Oh, nice.
So you guys owe me.
I think I did give you money already.
No, you didn't.
No, I think I did though.
You both owe me $38.
All right, but I think
cash at me right
these
now.
These ladies are not Caitlin Clark. We just started watching the other game. And
UConn and USC. How is UConn number?
Oh,
USC
to be
also
a good
1-3.
USC girl, Juju something. She's supposed to be good.
I think that's
it's
her right there.
Her number 12. She does not look bad.
She did not.
She just
slammed her
to the ground.
Whoa!
That was uncalled for. She looks.
How's her hair look like
so
that? That's
kind
of crazy.
It's
like a fan.
Yeah, it's like a bun fan.
That is crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. University of Connecticut.
When you got long hair, you can do some crazy cool stuff.
I remember UConn women had like a crazy like dominant streak for
a long
time.
I remember that.
I remember that when I was like middle school. They were
incredible.
Unbeatable.
All right. Well, let's go change some lives.
Let's go change
next week.
Some lives.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. See you guys.
Peace.
Thanks for listening.